Welcome to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast, the voice of hockey in America, with your host, Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine.
Hello and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Today we're joined by Mark Tabram, the director of the coaching education program. We're here today to talk about the National Hockey Coaches Symposium, which will take place August 21st through the 24th in Las Vegas, Nevada at the JW Marriott Resort and Spa. Mark, thanks for joining us today.
Glad to be here, Harry.
Hey, I guess the first question I wanted to ask is why Vegas? What made you decide to go to Sin City for the 2014 Level 5 Coaches Symposium?
Well, the past Level 5s that we've had, we've been in typically the Midwest and the East. We've been everywhere from Minneapolis, St. Paul to Washington, D.C. and everywhere in between. And we really felt like we needed to bring it back out west. The last time we were out west was in Salt Lake City in 2001, and it was time to bring the event back west so coaches in the west didn't have to travel as far, and hopefully we're going to get a lot of coaches from the western part of the United States.
You know, that's a great point, because you think about how much hockey has grown in places like Southern California and down in Phoenix, and not to mention the great hockey heritage that's up in the Pacific Northwest. Probably makes it a lot easier for men and women to get to Vegas rather than having to travel all the way across the country.
Yeah, I mean, to bring it to their backyard, I think, is something, you know, we need to do as an organization, so it definitely made sense. I think going to Las Vegas, it's definitely a destination. It's not, we don't have a big core of coaches that live in Nevada and Las Vegas specifically. So, you know, a lot of people, or the majority of the people, are going to have to be traveling into Las Vegas. And now, whether that's driving over from Los Angeles or Phoenix, Arizona, places like that, you know, the majority of the people are going to have to fly in. But it's still a destination, and it seems to be going well right now.
I'm sure just the name Las Vegas, I'm sure you'll still see a number of coaches from the East Coast and the upper Midwest.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, you know, when you say Las Vegas, I think, you know, there's a connotation that obviously it's a big gambling city, and there's other things to do other than attend a hockey symposium. But, yeah, we anticipate a good group, a large group, and we're looking forward to it. I think the location that we have, the JW Marriott Resort and Spa, we're about 15 miles off the Strip. I think that's probably where we need to be. I think had we put it on the Strip, I think it would have been like herding cats, I think, to keep all the coaches attentive while they were there. So I think we have a good location, and really looking forward to it.
How are registrations going now, and about how many people can you really have attend this event?
Right now we're at about just over 300 people that have registered online. We're on par for about where we should be. We're looking for about 500 coaches in attendance, anywhere between 450 and 500 coaches. Typically, coaches wait till the last minute to sign up, so we still feel pretty good about things. I think, depending on the location, in Minnesota, I think we had about 600. But typically, we average anywhere between 450 and 500 coaches at this event.
What's the criteria that coaches need to meet in order to attend this? Because it's not open to just anybody, right?
It's not. I mean, first and foremost, you need to be registered with USA Hockey. You need to be a member of the organization. Secondly, we have five levels of achievement. So with level five being our highest level, levels one through four need to be attained, and the coaches would have need to have attended those clinics, you know, previously to come to a level five. So, you know, really, other than that, once those two criteria are met, they can attend the event, and once they attend the event, there would be a thesis that they would write, and then once that's completed, then they would attain their level five certification.
And once you attain level five, I mean, it's not something you have to renew every couple of years. I mean, once you have it, then it's good for as long as you're coaching youth hockey, correct?
That's right. I mean, within our program, the structure that we currently have, once that's attained, there's no other levels of certification that we have after that. The only thing that coaches would need to do after that would make sure they take their age-specific module online for the level of play that they're coaching. But as far as attending a clinic, this would be the highest level.
You know, speaking of what level they're coaching, I mean, you get a great variety of coaches attend these things, right? I mean, it's not just youth hockey. You get some coaches who have really work at all different levels, whether it's junior or college and things like that, correct?
We do. When you look at all the coaches and the levels you know, that they're coaching at, we're really all over the map. As much as we'd like to think that the majority of your coaches are, you know, maybe 14 and under or 18 and under midget coaches, Bantam coaches, we still get 8 and under Mike coaches, and we get squirt coaches and peewee coaches. So we're really all over the map. But then, you know, it's become a program where the junior coaches are attending, college coaches are attending. Just based upon the speakers that we're attracting at this event, it's really drawing from all different levels of play.
Well, you know, speaking of the list of people who speak and present at the Level 5, over the years you've had everybody from Scotty Bowman, John Tortorella, Don Lucia. I mean, you've had an impressive list of people who step up to the podium and who put on great presentations. I'm sure this year is no different. Can you talk a little bit about some of the people you have already slated to present in Las Vegas?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've been pretty fortunate. We've been able to attract a very high-level presenter over the years, and this year is no different. And we've tried to cater it depending on the location of where we've been at, as far as is there a person we can tie in from that geographical area. And this go-around, we're pretty excited. We have Dean Lombardi, general manager of the Los Angeles Kings, who just won the Stanley Cup. He's going to be opening up the event on Thursday evening, and we're really excited about that. Other coaches that will be speaking, we have Jack Capuano, head coach of the New York Islanders, John Cooper, head coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning, and former coach and Olympic coach this past year of the Pittsburgh Penguins, and our Olympic team, Dan Bylsma. So I feel like we've got a great core of coaches that we've put together, and I think our youth coaches and people in attendance are going to get a great experience.
You know, not only that, I also was, you know, took a look at your list. I also noticed you have some big names in the field of long-term athlete development. You have Dr. Steve Norris. You have Mike Boyle, who obviously is well known for his strength and conditioning. So it's not just the X's and O's of coaching. I mean, you really do try to give these coaches a well-rounded event.
Yeah, I think we're trying to make sure that the experience they get, we're giving them, you know, lots of different information from different areas. And to your point, long-term athlete development, off-ice training. We have a speaker or a presenter coming from Finland who's going to be speaking on goaltending. Goaltending in Finland, as we're all well aware, has been very, very good over the years. And to have an expert from Finland come and talk about what they're doing in Finland with their young goaltenders, I think is going to be very positive for our youth coaches. And then on top of that, a couple other speakers. I think it's important. We have wonderful coaches at all levels of play. They're not always the National Hockey League. And a couple speakers that we have coming out of the American Hockey League is Jeff Blashill, who coaches the Grand Rapids Griffins, and John Hines, who coaches Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins. So I'm really excited about the lineup, and I think, as I said, coaches are going to get a real good experience out of this.
You know, not only will coaches be sitting in a room and listening to these presenters, there's also, I know you've kind of switched it up. You've added to the format of the symposium. You've added breakout sessions. Can you talk a little bit about what was the reason behind creating those breakout sessions, and who are some of the speakers you have who will be heading those? Because they're a pretty impressive group as well.
Yeah. 2 years ago, when we were in Washington, D.C., we came up with a little bit different format than what we had done in the past. And now when coaches, and we're going to use that format this next go-around, but when coaches sign up and register online, they have to tell us what level of play they're coaching. So we take that information, we break it down into 12 and under and 13 and over, and then we create the breakout sessions according to that. So if you're at 12 and under, you're going to attend 5 different breakout sessions. 13 and over, you're going to attend 5 different breakout sessions. But we're going to make sure you attend all 5, and you're going to rotate through each one over the course of the weekend. And it really seemed to be a good experience. Roughly anywhere between 35 and 50 coaches in a breakout session. So there's a lot more interaction than the big ballroom where there's 500 coaches and one presenter. So that seemed to really work well, and we're going back to that format this next go-around. The speakers that we're using, we're utilizing staff here at USA Hockey for a good majority of it. Our American development model, regional managers, a lot of them are former college coaches, and we're utilizing them. Some of those names would include Scott Pollock, Bob Mancini, Roger Grillo, Guy Goslin. And I think the piece that I'm excited about this next go-around is the breakout session for goaltending. We have Kevin Ryder, who's our national goaltending coach with our national team development program in Ann Arbor, and then John Van Beesbroek, former NHL great, longtime U.S. hockey great, played on numerous national teams, Olympic teams. He's going to be doing a breakout as well. So real excited about that. And again, I think the coaches are going to get something real positive out of it just because there's so much interaction in the breakouts.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. I also know that when the symposium comes to a close on that Sunday, August 24th, you have a real special panel discussion lined up. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I can. I think it's going to be a great panel discussion. In years past, we've done lots of different things. We've done panel discussions with the 80 Olympic team. And kind of this go-around, we're going to utilize Lou Vero, who was the head coach of our 1984 Olympic team and was an assistant with the 80 and 2002 teams as well. And he's going to moderate a panel with John Van Beesbroek, who we just talked about a little bit earlier. But also on the panel is going to be Luc Robitaille, longtime NHL great, played for numerous teams, but he's involved with the LA Kings at this point. And then one of the, I think, greatest players who ever played the game, who's from Russia, but Igor Larionov, who finished up his career with the Detroit Red Wings, he's going to be on the panel as well. And I think it's going to be really good. I know topics that are going to be discussed are, you know, things that they did as youth players, whether it be on the ice, off the ice, you know, what made them the players that they became. And I think it should be a fun panel, let alone very informative as well.
Well, anytime you get Lou Vero leading the charge, it's going to be fun. And, it sounds like a great panel discussion because, you know, you're getting players from 3 different parts of the world where, you know, so you can kind of see what they did growing up and how they all reached the pinnacle of the game.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to, for people who are listening, and like you said earlier, sometimes hockey coaches may wait till the last minute. If there is a hockey coach out there who has completed his level 4 certification and says, hey, this sounds like something I'd really like to attend, where can they go and find out more about this and register for the symposium?
Yeah, they just need to go to usahockey.com and click onto the coaches page, and the information is right there in front of them, and it's a matter of just clicking through a few pages and getting signed up right online. It's a pretty simple process, and I would encourage all coaches out there, if you want to learn a few more things about the game or maybe just reinforce the things that you already are kind of doing, this would be a great opportunity for you. And there's going to be, as you heard, some great speakers presenting on lots of different topics, not only X's and O's, but philosophical things to the game. And in the end, I think it's well worth the time and money spent.
Absolutely. Well, I know you guys are working hard to make this another first-class event, and thanks for taking the time to join us today, and we will see you in Las Vegas.
Great, Harry. Appreciate it. Thank you.
And thanks, everybody, for listening, and tune in again for another USA Hockey Magazine podcast.
You've been listening to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast, produced by Norman Hayward and Mark Burns. Be sure to follow us at usahockeymagazine.com, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks for listening.